When you merge from I-77 onto the 277 loop, the difference is like day and night. Or perhaps more accurately, night and darker night.
I'm merging onto 277 now from I-77, and my plan is to count the lights that are out as I drive the entire loop. It's 7:30 at night, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, actually, it seems like it might be easier just to count the lights that are on tonight.
After about a dozen, I had to stop counting and focus on maneuvering the dark road. I was startled to come up suddenly upon a stalled-out car at the roadside. North Carolina Highway Patrol Trooper Mark Helms says that's not surprising.
A lot of objects don't even come to where that you can see them until they're at least 160 feet ahead of you on low beams.
Helms agreed to meet me in the median on an unlit stretch of 277 to talk about the safety issues of this darkness.
You know, when you're traveling 60 miles an hour, you know, that's 88 feet per second, so it's not going to be very long unless, you know, you're going to be running right over.
Who owns the lights on those roads?
We do, as a state of North Carolina.
Barry Moose is the division engineer for the North Carolina Department of Transportation in the Charlotte region. He says the dark stretches on I-77 and I-85 are a matter of burnt-out bulbs and fuses. But I-277 is different. As far as he knows, it's the oldest freeway lighting system in the state.
It's 37 years old, and it's just seen its useful life.
2 years ago, Moose says the state stopped throwing money at trying to fix the lights and started pushing to replace the entire system.
Once we repair one problem, then the next problem down the line shows up, and it shorts out the circuit again. That's why we've determined that the whole system needs to be replaced.
That includes wiring, fixtures, and most of the poles. Meanwhile, Moose says parts of the 277 lighting system were too dangerous to keep on, so the state cut power to entire stretches. That's when Charlotte Department of Transportation officials got really frustrated.
Several years ago, we started complaining that the lights were out on the freeway and not getting repaired.
But Charlotte Transportation spokesperson Doreen Szymanski says the response from state transportation officials wasn't quite what Charlotte hoped to hear.
Their maintenance budget wasn't sufficient to replace the system, so they had to start looking in other locations for the money.
The state suggested Charlotte and its neighboring towns use $6.5 million from their road building funds to replace the system. Former city councilman Patrick Mumford says local officials balked.
We don't have enough money locally to fund those items that are already on our list, and we're being told we'd have to essentially take off a project or a portion of a project.
Mumford was Charlotte's liaison back in 2006 to the Regional Decision-Making Group for Transportation Projects, known as MUMPO. He says the city council was frustrated at an apparent lack of foresight.
At some point, somebody should have said that this is going to have to be budgeted in 2 or 3 years for a wholesale changeout. And it shouldn't have surprised all of us like it did, so that we were put in a reactionary mode to where it just exacerbated into this huge funding debacle.
Barry Moose says North Carolina's road budgets don't work that way. The General Assembly sends a chunk of money to his division to be spent on broad categories like maintenance or capital. He says asking for an extra $6 million to replace the lights simply wouldn't fly. As a result, the city and state have been pushing back and forth on the issue for 2 years. And finally, they've come full circle, agreeing to spend money that might otherwise fund a new road project in the region. Again, Barry Moose.
And I don't want to sound like I'm pointing fingers at Charlotte and MUMPO, because I'm not. If they would have endorsed our idea to fund this project 2.5 years ago, then we would not be talking today. But with that said, I don't think anybody at that time, including me, knew the magnitude of the problem on 277.
Luckily, the darkness on 277 has not increased accidents, according to the North Carolina Highway Patrol. Perhaps Charlotte drivers have grown accustomed to the dark, just in time for road crews to start replacing the 277 lights this spring. That's also when they plan to fix bulbs and fuses that will shed light on the shadowy shoulders of I-77 and I-85. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.